Blog Talk Radio.
Why go in business if your business is not going to be the best? Marketing strategies are important. You have to know how to market your business. Marketing is expensive. To have a consultant, to have someone guide you, to have someone inform you, you have to pay for that. We at BeThereMagazine.com is Washington's premier online magazine. We are a marketing specialist. We are a marketing guru. We take your business to the next level. But I like to share information because information is power, and that's what I do. This morning, I want to give you Local. Make your customer feel like they are the most important person on this earth. They are so important to you because without a customer, you have no business. The customer really is your bloodline. It's the bloodline to your business. Cut off your customers and you cut off your business. Without customers, you have no business. So if a customer decides to patronize your business, support your business, treat your customers very, very well, make them feel special. Recognize them. In this rush, get the lowest price times, even the web-based businesses, a good customer service is possible. You want to make sure that your customer feels special. Give them good customer service. I know a lady who has an online business. She sells jewelry, little creations of jewelry, handcrafted jewelry. If you had a business card, it showed people that you were someone of importance. Let me give you my business card. Because back in the day, you had to have a business to get a business card. You had to work for a corporation. You had to be an executive. No one just gave you a business card. Today is not that kind of party. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody can get a business card with a fantastic tagline. The tagline is what makes most people want to keep the card or how the card looks. If the card looks good and the tagline is something that is catchy, then maybe they'll hold on to your card. Or if the service that the card is rendering is something that they need. The number here is 347-637-1577. 7, this working man in marketing. So when they read the card, it says BeThereMagazine.com, where everybody's supposed to be. And then my tagline is, I'm the hardest working man in marketing. And that says something to that customer immediately. This man is the hardest working man. There is no other man in marketing that works harder than Russell Price Jr. That means that if I'm looking for someone to market my business, who do I want? Do I want the man that works hard? Do I want the man that works long? Do I want the man that works great? Or do I want the man that works the hardest? I'm looking for the hardest working man in marketing. Let's call Russell Price and have him market my business. That's what my card says. So what does your card say? What does your card say? Make sure your card says something that makes that customer wants to hold on to your card. Number three, stop servicing break-even customers. I know this may sound harsh, might want to make you gasp. Why would he say something like that? But you're falling for the fallacy of increasing sales instead of boosting profits. You're talking to the same people that is unprofitable for you. It's an unprofitable customer. You don't want to spend time on an unprofitable customer. You don't want to keep calling the same people, sending out the same emails, and they're not opening the emails, or they're not supporting your business. Don't keep talking to people that's not going to enhance your business. It's also an aspect of life. It's who you associate with means something, and who you associate in business means something. If you're in business to get business, you want to associate people who want to support your business. You don't need to be targeting or talking to people that don't want to support your business when it comes to your business. If you want to talk to customers who count, market your business to customers who count, not just customers that are people that just know that you exist but don't really want to do anything to help your business to exist. That is a serious, serious low-cost marketing tip. You want to target people who matter, customers that are concerned about your business. You want to make sure that you target those people. We want to also talk about number four, an electronic mailing list and send out old-fashioned type letters. Your mailing list is important. Email marketing is the beast. It's what you have to do. You have to email your marketing customers. People will give you the email. If someone is a customer of yours, they have an email. You want to take that email customers to come online and get some information from you. Just personally, make them feel special. Say you're on the VIP emailing list, and I'm emailing you today because I've got a video for you to look, or I'm going to invite you to come by, or if they're in town, or if they're not in town, or if you're going to be in their town, you call them up and say, I'm coming in town, and I'm inviting all my customers from St. Louis, Missouri, to come to Starbucks and have coffee on me. Promotion, advertising, networking, email marketing is extremely important. Most businesses don't have that. That letter, email letter, it's important. You know, you want to take time to do this. This mailing has to be valued, and they have to read it so it reflects value to them what you offer. Remember, the best way to sell is to tell. The best way to sell is to tell. The process is simply by creating a letter or template or something of a mailing aspect. You can do it in Microsoft Word, or you can just do it in your email, your basic Yahoo email. But make sure that you tell people about your business and tell them how important they are to your business. These tips are valuable, and you will be able to salvage these tips and make sure that these tips help your business. Again, number here is 347-637-1577. Number five, let's go to number five. Boost your profitable at trade shows or conferences. You want to attend the conference. If you are a member of a particular company, if it's Avon or if it's some kind of company that has a conference, make the conference. Go down there, put your name tag on, and let people know that you're part of the company. You'll be able to meet people who go to the conferences are people who are serious about the company. If they're involved in the company and your company has a conference, be at the conference because you're going to meet people who can enhance your – people come by, they would take orders. I would promote that business at the trade show. If they're having a fashion boutique trade show, I was there. Not only was I there to promote my business, but I had my models there. I had people – to look at the clothes on the models. I'm going to promote the business. I'm going to make sure people know about the business. If someone else is having a trade show, then you're going to know that you're going to make sure that this thing exists. You're going to say, hey, this is what I do. This is what we do. This is what we do every day. So you want to make sure that you have that. You make sure that you have that. You make sure that you are doing that. Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. 862, you're on the air. Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on the air.
Phone number here is 347-637-1577. 347-1577. Give us a call back. Give us a call back right here. 347-637-1577. We're talking about ways you can enhance your business. You can make sure your business is profitable on a low budget. Trade shows, combine business with pleasure. Spearhead an event, party, or conference that will cause you to care about. In other words, if you have something that you care about, a cause you care about, spearhead an event, a conference. put these things in position to getting to know a lot of people and show off your business. Leadership. Combine business with pleasure and charity. Spread an event. Spread the word about an event, man. I host an annual baseball game where I take hundreds of clients to the Cubs game at Wrigley's Field. Last year I took 300 people and raised $10,000 for local children's hospital. Few people turn down game, and it's a great networking opportunity for guests. It lets me reconnect with client connects and impress potential clients. So connect business with pleasure. That's an opportunity for you to promote your business. The number here is 347-637-1541. 637-1577. That's the number here. 347-637. Here's 347-637-1577. More tips, more ways that you can enhance your business, more ways you can enhance your business to make sure your business grows. We want to make sure your business is the best that it could possibly be. Marketing is hard, but it's harder if you don't have the information on how to market your business, how to make sure your business is something that people love. Number 7, create a destination. Bookstore chain Barnes & Noble has a coffee bar, furnishing giant IKEA offers childcare services. Why? So customers gravitate to the stores to enjoy an experience, to hang out for a while. Sunday morning at Barnes & Noble becomes a pleasant weekend routine rather than a shopping errand. Steal this idea. This tip is limited to offline destinations. You can pay-per-click, use pay-per-click advertising. You can cheaply drive traffic to one time. The free sample approach of bringing business research, activate email, discussion lists, online bulletin boards. They are relevant to your business and audience. Join several and start posting expert advice to solve problems, questions. You may need to keep this up a bit, but the rewards come back by clients and referrals. Email discussions lists have been more than a single largest client idea. Become an email online expert. Become an online expert. Small business marketing consultant. That's what you can become. A small business marketing consultant. That's what you can become. The number here is 347-1577. 637, here we go. Caller, you're on air. Caller, you're on air. Go ahead. Caller, you're on air. Go ahead. 443, you're on air.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
This is Sandra
Harris.
Sandra Harris, how are you? Tell us about your business. It's all about you. We want you to tell us. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Tell us about your business.
Okay. Just recently, I created She Media Group, and She Media Group is the parent company that serves as like the brand name for my other two companies. The first company is Safari Books Publishing, which I created in 2003 when I published my first book. And then the other company I created was a broadcast radio station, which is on Blog Talk Radio. It's WSER Sassy Entertainment Radio. So She Media, which is Sandra Harris Entertainment and Media Group, is basically a broadcast and a publishing side. So it's all under one umbrella. So I can publish my books. And in 2010, tentatively right now, I am thinking about publishing other individuals. It just takes a lot of work, and I have to see if I'm really willing to deal with that as well as another personality as an artist.
What was your first book you published? What was that?
The first.
That's what people like. They had a book out years ago called The Valley of the Dolls, and it was about life.
It was
life.
A good book.
A very good book. One of those books that people, back in the day when nobody else had a book, if you wrote a book back in the day, you were considered to be an author or a novelist, and people really wanted to read your book. Mm-hmm. Now you have to be extremely competitive, and you have to have something that someone wants to read because everybody has a book. And the book market now is saturated.
Because that's my alter ego online. Mm-hmm. And I'm known people know me more as Sassy than they do as Sandra the author. They know I've written books, but they don't know me like they know all of the, you know, the other authors, because I was, you know, as much as I love to write, I love talking to women about relationships and trying to get them to just open up their minds about the things that they do wrong.
What do you find? Give me one thing that you find that women do wrong in relationships.
Well, I could give you 100, but the main thing is they don't listen.
Don't listen to who?
Fear of being alone. And then, you know, I can say this because I did it. I was with my high school sweetheart for 15 years, and I should not have stayed with him for no more than 2, and that was after high school. So but I should have been away from him by the time I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed with him until I was 33.
Wow. So
right.
So it's mainly fear. Stay on the line a minute. Call number 2, mm-hmm. You're on the air, 443. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. My name is Samantha McCoy, and I'm calling to promote the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture.
Yeah, talk about that a minute. That's a museum that's in Baltimore, and I'd like to know more about that. So would our listeners. Give us an insight on that. Give us a little synopsis about that.
Sure. Well, the mission of our museum is to be the premier experience and best resource for information and inspiration about the lives of African American Marylanders. So we promote Maryland history and also national African American history as well. And we're located on the corner of President and Pratt Street. In September, 381 days, the Montgomery bus boycott story, and that's opening on September 5th. And right before that Labor Day weekend, we have a concert where we will be hosting the Freedom Singers, and so you can go to our website to find out more about that, and you can also visit our website to learn about membership opportunities.
Membership opportunities. What does the membership get you?
Yes. The membership gives you free admission to the museum for a year, and it also gives you
collard greens.
We have some collard greens.
Fat.
Yes. Yes. We have collard greens and chicken and cake.
Right. So you got a home-cooked soul food. That's good to know. It's hard to find good soul food. We're located in Washington, D.C., and the actual soul food industry is dying. We don't have, there's more Chinese restaurants than soul food restaurants.
You know why I feel we have that? It's because as a community, we don't support one another.
Well, why don't we do that? Give us your take on that. Why don't we support our businesses when it comes to our food? That's a heck of a concept. Now, here's a lady who has, right there in Baltimore, in the museum. Now, she had the
beautiful
notion,
museum,
but she had the notion to put some soul food in there. Now, that's a really good concept that most museums would never even think about doing. But why don't we support ourselves when it comes to food?
I don't think we support it not just with food, but most of the industries. You know, the black bookstores even closed up around here. You know, Karibu is gone. But I don't think we support each other because of jealousy. We don't want you to get more than...
At a profit, to make a profit on the clothes. A lady would come in and she would say, how much this dress? And I would say, this dress is $285. She would say, oh, when's it going on sale? Because she's looking for the sale. And if I was spending so many hours talking to her about why it's $285 and I'm in business and sometimes you have to know your customer and offer them something that they want, because the customer is the customer. If you have a product and the customer is asking you for a discount, in their mind they may think it's not worth that price. You have
but
to know
I can't
your customer.
Serve you. I mean, I can't serve you. Having an item and putting it on sale is different than having something up there and it's already 2 for $15. It's already on special. The man is already giving you a deal.
Well, at that point, they're not respecting your business because you already got the sale. If it says sale 50% off, then someone can't come to you and ask for more 50% off. You already got the sale. That's somebody's not respecting your business. They're not going to do that to a department
planning.
They already know that the book costs X amount of dollars. So when they get there, they just stand in line and buy the book. I mean, I've never had anybody come up to me at the book signing and say, can I get the book for a discount? I mean, because I've already promoted the book. I've already promoted the book signing, you follow what I'm saying, the event. So
I understand what you're saying.
So when they come to the event, they're coming to hear we talk about the book or do the book reading, or we're going to have a seminar. My book's on relationships also, but I normally have a...
You're talking about a specific book or event geared specifically to me. When you do book events, you're there with 50, 60, 100 other authors.
Right.
So if you got half of those authors who normally sell their book for between $12 and $15, and on that day decide to sell it between $8 and $10, and then they come up to you and what type of deal you're going to give me, I still have to make money.
Yeah, but still, that's what I'm saying to you. If you're having a book fest and you've got 10 or 15 authors and you've already advertised it as... Mm-hmm.
Is that the best you can do, seriously? Because
right.
I know that's like a, I know it's a rack room rate. So why can't I get that? I mean,
if you're negotiating with a hotel, I mean, some things are negotiable because you're on the phone or whatever. You might be there. You might say, what can I get? But because the person at that point is going to make a decision whether or not they want this sale or no sale. See, sometimes when somebody asks you, what can you do for them? They either want it or they don't want it. This is the best you can do. That's it. The sale is final. But if you
right.
I'm not going to negotiate with you on that.
It depends on how it's working out. Like, if somebody's going to come in, like, I'm going to be at the Congressional Black Caucus, right? And I'm going to be at the Office Pavilion. It's ran by Howard University Bookstore. Now they're going to buy the books up front at a discount. You follow what I'm saying? Because all I'm going to be doing is selling them. I'm going to be talking about the books but they're making all the book sales are going through them. I don't have no control over my book. You follow what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah. Like your books, your tours, get your email list to put on your own tours. You're going to be on the panel. You know, it all works out for the good. It all works out for the good. So you can promote yourself more. The
I know
whole
I'm a
thing
little
of,
pissed that I didn't know about that sooner.
Yeah, you got to do it's every year. I mean,
I'm a little pissed I didn't know about it sooner because I talked to one of the ladies that I reconnected with at that Black Book Coalition, and I told her to definitely keep me in mind for it in 2010.
Yeah, in 2010. Yeah, you want to be at the Office Pavilion at the Black Caucus.
Yeah, I know. Yep, exactly where I want to be.
Because that's going to make sure that you get more and more known. You know, that's the whole name of the game. That's what we do though with Be There Magazine. We make sure everybody knows where everybody's at. We have an office page there where a person can put their book on the office page, a copy of their book, the picture of their book. They can click on it, and it goes right to their website to sell their books. Any avenue you can do to sell your books, you want to take advantage of that. You know, you want to make sure that people know who you are, what you do, how to get our food is not considered. Well, how come Mexican food? I mean, how come food
no,
that's
no,
got
no,
all the spices?
None of it is. None of it's
healthy. People eat all kinds of stuff.
None of the ethnic food is healthy, but Africans, I mean, Mexicans or Hispanics are like Asians. They band together. They stick together. Blacks are like crabs in a pie. And it is very unfortunate that the majority of our restaurant businesses don't last. My cousin is a chef. Mm-hmm. Even in the family, when we cater events, when the family wants to cater an event, they will get a price from him, and then they get a price from the white man.
And go with the white man.
No, they'll get a price from the white man to see if his prices are comparable, you know, to see if he might be charging us more. And it's really sad and unfortunate that they would think that this man is in business, that he's going to charge you 15% more because you're family, or you're family, and you automatically want him to cut all of his prices in half just for you.
Right.
I mean, people don't understand he's still in business. And that
he has
survived. He's still in business. Shoes and whatever anybody needs, far as that is different in the regular retail stores.
We were talking earlier about discount perception and about customers wanting something for nothing. Do you experience that with your business?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the caller right before me. Most of the people that want something for nothing is the ones that know you.
Mm-hmm.
Or either you
stop servicing what they call break-even customers. These are customers that basically are not going to enhance your profitability. In other words, you're marketing to what they call unprofitable customers. Customers come in and want a discount all the time, or want something for nothing. That's not the customer you want. Like you said, you had unique bags, 100% leather. one of a kind, something that they can't get. There's somebody who wants that bag. That's the customer you should be marketing email list. I'm not even going to email them anything because it's a waste of time. But if I have a product like you have, then I'm going to market it and advertise it and promote it to women who want that type of handbag. There's a lady out there in Washington, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Baltimore, who's looking for a unique bag. She wants to walk in a room and someone say, "Where did you get that bag?" That's the customer you want to attract. Does that kind of make sense?
Correct. Yes, it does.
Right. But if a customer's come up to you and they see your product and you have a unique handbag and that customer's come up to you and saying, "You want 100 for that? Or can I give you 25? They don't value your product. They don't understand what your product's worth. It's like walking into a Bentley showroom and say, "Can I pay $100 for that car?" They look at you like you're crazy. You follow?
Exactly.
What I'm saying? They're gonna look at you like you're crazy. They're gonna say you know what's still a flourishing business and it seems to be a.
They talk them down. They want to be able to talk them down also.
But you ain't talking down with so much.
Stores are flourishing?
What's that?
Liquor stores.
Liquor store's not doing as good as it used to do. It's not as doing as good as it used to. Liquor stores back in the 60s and 70s were a flourishing. Liquor stores now based on selling more lottery tickets and more than liquor. They're not selling liquor like they used to sell liquor. For every customer, that, you know, before you could do 300, 400, 500 customers a day, there was a store in D.C. called Central Liquors. It was on 9th and E Street, Northwest. They moved to another location now. That store used to sell liquor like it was water. The store sold so much liquor, they had a direct vault to the bank. The money would go from the liquor store right to the bank. A chute would go up to the bank. You know, and the people would come from Congress and from Capitol Hill. And the people, this liquor's still a good business, but it's not like it used to be because people aren't drinking that way like they used to drink. You know, people are drinking, but not in excess of... Yeah, because like you say, alcohol.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah. Maybe it's just you. Yeah, because liquor.
I live in the suburbs.
No, I agree with you on that though. I agree with you because people want something to make them feel good.
Right.
And they feel like liquor do make them feel good, and it puts them in different moods and things like that to feel better. But they don't. That's just temporary. You can get other things in life to make you feel good for life. So that's why liquor is real. It's a good business.
It's not like it used to be. It used to be a profitable business. And you have more liquor stores now. I mean, that's something that another concept now. We drink a lot of liquor. How come we don't own a lot of liquor stores? I mean, that'd be the number one business we should be owning. If we consume it, why don't we own it? You know, it seems ironic. We don't. Our soul food business is not thriving. We don't own very many liquor stores, and that's
we can't get the liquor stores because we can't get the licensing.
Right.
That's exactly what that is. We play your Keno. It's not smoke infested, so it's almost like a little bar, but it's a liquor store. They're
right.
Little trendy little shops, and then they do beer tasting and wine tasting. So they're not your family liquor stores, and there's one around the corner from where I live that's actually a drive-through.
Oh yeah, all in Maryland, all liquor stores in Maryland drive through. You know,
not all of them.
Well, a lot of liquor stores in Maryland, PG County. I know PG County is a lot of liquor stores that drive through, and they stay open until 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, if you go to DC, liquor on Sundays in some cases.
Right.
But people,
get all of it here in Maryland.
In Maryland, you get all of it in Maryland, right?
You get all of it.
Well, years ago they had the blue laws. I don't know if you remember that. You couldn't buy liquor or nothing on Sunday.
The Jews took care of that.
Yeah, they took care of that because now you can buy stuff on Sunday. But back in the day, the Sunday was considered the Sabbath, and you couldn't buy nothing. You couldn't open up a store, period. Everything was closed on Sunday. It was called the Blue Laws. But now everything is open on 1 o'clock in the morning. They have people that go out on Sunday night, don't come back to 2 o'clock in the morning. Like they have work
the next day,
but they still go out on Sunday night and party, you know. But it's very interesting that we as businesses, we don't promote ourselves, we don't network, We don't let people know what each business is doing. That's why this morning show is such a great asset. It's called It's All About You. Spread the word on this. Let people know that we're here on the mornings. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. You can call up and talk about your business, share information on how to enhance your business, how to enhance business for others. We want to make sure that the information is out. Make sure that the information is there, that we give out information. Information is power. The number here is 347-637-1577. We want to make sure that people know about this show. Also, on September 3rd, I'm going to invite you out, all of you out, to come out to town. And in Baltimore. Baltimore is an upcoming town. I mean, it's changing every day. Every time I go to Baltimore, it's something different in Baltimore. Baltimore
That's
is a
different.
Changing town. I mean, it used to be just a little raggedy town. Now
right.
it is evolving because Baltimore.
It's being gentrified.
It's been what now?
It's going through a gentrification.
Gentrification,
it's,
yes.
It's just being gentrified and no one sees it.
Right.
The black people in the city don't see it.
They don't
black
see
people
it.
Like me that live in the county, when I go to the city, I see it.
What do you
right.
see? What do you see that's different? What do you see it 5 years from now? What do you see Baltimore years
from
now?
I see downtown Baltimore being completely white.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not completely white, it's only going to be for the people that can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so to speak.
So you won't be able to go to the harbor no more and just walk around
you
and
know,
eat
you can
fish.
Go, you can go to the harbor and walk around, but understand and recognize that your prices are going to be indicative of the harbor. It's just like
right.
National Harbor. National Harbor is beautiful, but it's not cheap. And you understand
right.
that going down there, you need to take at least $150 just for you. So that means your man needs to have at least $300 to $400 on him for a day at National Harbor, and that's how Baltimore is going to be.
So when they built National Harbor, people thought it was going to be a fluctuation of, you know, because it's in PG County. They thought, wow, PG County, we're going to have something nice for us who live in PG County. But like you say, the prices dictate that you just can't go down there on a regular basis. So people aren't going to National Harbor every day just to have a sandwich or eat. And you'll be able to promote yourself on Be There Magazine. We're sending out the email blast to let people know about your business. So keep up the good work and make sure that you definitely promote your business. And it's all about you. We'll
right.
be here next tomorrow, matter of fact, morning show, the Russell Price Morning Show. See you tomorrow morning.
Thanks for having me.
Money.